conscious and board certified herbalist.
So it's not Blake Away, it's Blake Way.
Blake Way,
gotcha.
That's right.
I added an A in there. And what's the new name of the book?
This book is called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido.
Sex Again. Okay. Here we go. As we come up on Valentine's Day, here's a disturbing trend. Apparently, despite what we see on movies and TV, we're having less sex than anybody else in any other country. More than 40 million Americans in relationships confess they're not intimate at all. Best-selling author Jill Blakeway joins me now to tell us how we can get our groove back. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Your book is called Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido. So how do we do that?
Well, it's a very good question. I think we do that by, first of all, finding out why we're not having sex. And I'm an acupuncturist, and I specialize in reproductive health. And in my center, women come in, and actually women of all ages, and men come in to see my husband, Noah, who's also an acupuncturist, and they say, we're too tired to have sex. Which, let's face it, it's true, isn't it? A lot of us are very tired. And my patients say, you know, by the time I've got the kids to bed and done with all that, I really don't feel like having sex. And then some people tell me, you know, I'm too stressed to have sex. I try, but I can't get my head in the game. I'm thinking about my to-do list. I'm worrying about things. I can't relax enough to enjoy sex. And then I have people who tell me, you know, Jill, I'm just not feeling sexy. And I think we live in a very sexualized culture where we're bombarded with images of sex, you know, on the internet and in movies and things like that. And then I think real people feel like they don't measure up. You know, women tell me they're worried about the jiggly bit under their arm or their cellulite, and it makes them feel not sexy. So the first thing I do is identify, you know, why they're not having sex. And then in Sex Again, we have a six-week program. It's called the Sex in Six program, and it's designed to get your sex life back on track.
And we're not talking about just 50 and 60-year-olds. You're talking about 30 and 40-year-olds too, right?
Absolutely. I see couples of all ages, actually, starting with couples in their late 20s and early 30s, particularly couples with young kids. They find it hard to fit sex in. I think we all know what that feels like in some ways. And I always say to them, even if you don't have much time, and I really understand that you don't have much time, have a quickie, because sometimes it's just important to connect. And my patients tell me, you know, Jill, I had a quickie, and I felt more connected to my husband all day. I felt affectionate about him all day when I thought about him. And that sometimes that's all you can do when you're that busy. But I think that's good enough.
Yeah, what about scheduling it and actually putting an S on the calendar, like, you know, Wednesday and Saturday, we're going to get this thing done?
That works for some people. And then for other people, that feels like a lot of pressure. So it depends on your style. You know, particularly actually if you have kids, if you have older kids, giving them some money to go to the movies is a good idea. If you have younger kids, finding someone to look after them is also a good plan. And scheduling some time to really have fun together, I think, is a really great idea.
You know, I hear women talk about the need for foreplay, but isn't foreplay kind of, it's between your ears, and it's something that can happen all day, every day, can't it, with little love notes and emails and things like that?
Well, sex is a very emotional and mental game in many, many ways. So yes, I think foreplay is many things, including little acts of love during the day that make you feel tender and warm towards your partner. We have a whole section on foreplay in the book that's supposed to give you some inspiration for new things to try. And I do encourage people to experiment with different types of foreplay. I based this book on some 2,000-year-old texts from the ancient Taoists in China, and they believed that foreplay was hugely important for awakening all the meridians in the body and making sex a more whole-body experience. So I have lots of inspiration in the book from massages and techniques for people to try to liven up their foreplay.
Yeah, you suggest we spice things up a bit, but what if you've been in a marriage for 10 or 20 or 30 years and you don't really know any new tricks and maybe you're a little bit nervous about trying them?
Well, those are the kind of people who actually come to my center, and they were the people I wrote the book for, is people in long-term relationships where things had got a little lackluster. And I would encourage you to experiment. You know, we have a whole section of positions in the book that I think couples get in a rut when it comes to positions, and, you know, they don't try anything new. We have 10 positions. They're based on the ancient Taoist positions, so they're 2,000 years old. And one of the things I found out, April, when I wrote this book is, of course, that sex sex is one of the few things that hasn't changed in 2,000 years. Everything else has actually changed rather a lot, you know, out of all recognition, really. But we're all still having sex the same way we were 2,000 years ago. And so I would encourage people to have a look at those positions and pick something new, pick something they haven't tried before. They don't have to do it perfectly. It could be quite funny.
Maybe treat it like homework, but in a fun way.
But in a fun way. Look, we've never done this. Look at the diagram. Shall we try? And I have patients doing this six-week program who are in their 70s, who are getting enormous amount out of it, and I have patients in their 20s doing it. So there's nothing in here that's so athletic that you can't do it.
No trapeze is necessary.
Nothing scary.
Well, it sounds like you're going to have a fun Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, yes. We did road test this book, my husband Noah and I. He wrote a little section at the end of every chapter, a he says section for the guys, about a guy's point of view. And certainly, as I was researching these techniques for the book, we road tested them and we found them enormous fun.
The book is Sex Again, Recharging Your Libido, the author Jill Blakeway. Thanks and best of luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jill. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.